Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we once again give you thank and we glorify your holy name, O Lord. As we are gathered together in your holy sanctuary, Lord, we ask you to speak to us this morning and empower us with the power of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is one of the familiar passages for all of us. The context of this passage, the final healing miracle in the chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark, is structured by the usual Markan compositional technique. He often uses of inserting one story into another. And this begins with the healing of Jairus' daughter, is interrupted by the healing of the woman. At this time, Jesus was at Galilee, in the Jewish territory. He was just back from the Gerasene. And as we read in the gospel, there was a great crowd following him. He attracted a great crowd. Verse 24 says, a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. So we know, when we go through the gospel narratives, whenever we see there is a large crowd following Jesus, we know the crowd was there for either to receive or to see the miracles from Jesus. So that's why wherever Jesus goes, there was a great crowd following him. The same incident of healing Jairus' daughter and healing the woman is recorded by the two other gospel writers, Matthew in his chapter 9, verse 18 to 26, and also Luke in chapter 8, 40 to 56. But none of the gospel writers, either Matthew, Mark, or Luke, none of them gives a clear understanding about the background of this woman. Either her name or from where she was, nothing. All of the three writers just talks a woman. That's all. That's her identity, a woman. And all what we know from the gospel narratives, she was a sick woman. And sick for long 12 years. And she was longing for a healing. And again, the gospel writer says that she spent all her money on many physicians, but she was not better, rather grew worse. That is the context of this woman. And the sickness consumed her body as well as her purse. There was no money left for her to spend. Therefore, no physicians are willing to attend her anymore. She spent all what she had. And her sickness was something that she could not make a public declaration, asking people to help her. And her severe bleeding was probably some form of menstrual irregularity. As per the existing law, the Levitical law, her physical condition would make her permanently ritually impure. That was the existing Levitical law of that time. And that would restrict her from any more public appearance. When we look into the book of Leviticus chapter 12, verse 1 to 9, and Leviticus chapter 15, 19 to 30, that clearly talks about the women who had such physical defects and how they should be treated in the society. So a woman with such physical defect must be considered as unclean, untouchable. That was existing Levitical law. Whatever or whoever come in contact with her becomes unclean. In Leviticus 15, there we read in verse 20, anything she lies on during her period will be unclean, and anything she sits on will be unclean. Anyone who touches her bed will be unclean. They must wash their clothes and bath with water, and they will be unclean till evening. Anyone who touches anything she sits on will be unclean. They must wash their clothes and bath with water, and they will be unclean till evening. Whatever it is, the bed or anything she was sitting on, when anyone touches it, they will be unclean till evening. So that was the existing Levitical law. According to this law, this woman was an unclean woman in the sight of the society. She was not supposed to come out of her home, out of her room. And she was someone who was supposed to live the rest of her life in alienation, loneliness. Or she was someone who should be subsided from the mainline strata of the society. An unclean woman. In verse 27 of Mark 5, there we read, she had heard about Jesus and came behind him in the crowd and touched his clothes. The ancient Palestine, there was a belief prevailed among the people. They believed that touching or being touched by a holy man would bring healing. It was a popular belief in ancient Palestine. And certainly that must be the reason wherever Jesus goes, there was a great crowd. They were trying to either touch him or they want to be touched by Jesus. And this woman heard about Jesus coming to her hometown, coming to her village. And she might have heard the stories about Jesus as a healer. Mark chapter 1:41, there Jesus healing a leper. There we read, Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. So Jesus touched the leper and he was completely healed. Again in Mark 3:10, there we read, for he had healed many so that those with the disease were pushing forward to touch him. So this woman might have heard the miracle stories of Jesus touching people and healing them, and people touching Jesus and being healed by him. That's why when she came to know that Jesus is there in her town, hometown, she decided to visit Jesus. You know, this incident happened some 2,000 years ago. And there were hundreds of women with same physical defect might have lived in that time. And many might have heard about even Jesus. But the unknown woman in this gospel narrative, she tells us something to us, even today. Even though this happened 2,000 years back. When we go through the scripture narration, the scripture portion, I believe this unknown woman, she has something to tell us. Or she is telling something to us even today. And I was just listening to this woman while reading this text over and over again. Know, being in the ministry for last 20 more years, 25 years, I have read this scripture portion several times, and this time again, I was again reading this scripture portion. And I was trying to listen from this woman, what she want to communicate with me, what she is telling to me. So I just want to bring that for your attention. She tells us, make the best use of the time. That was the first message that I heard from this unknown woman. Make the best use of the time. The moment she heard about Jesus' arrival to her hometown, she decided to go and meet with Jesus. Even though she knew it was not an easy job. It was not something easy for a woman like her to meet with Jesus. Why? Because she was physically very weak. Physically very weak because of her prolonged illness. And with no strength to withstand the crowd. The crowd was pressing on around Jesus. She was a very weak woman. And again, there was no one to help her even. And she can't ask for anyone to help her. Because she's well aware of her ritual uncleanness, impurity. So the circumstances were totally against this woman. So weak, she has no strength. There is no one to help her. But the scripture we read, she strengthened herself. That's what something, you know, amazing to note. She strengthened herself. She didn't ask for anyone to help her, rather she strengthened herself. Verse 28, we read, for she said, if I but touch his clothes, if I touch his clothes, I will be made clean. So she was strengthening herself. She knows there is no one to help me. So I must do something. I must take the initiative. I must find my own way. If not now, then I won't get an opportunity again. If I do this now, then I will be made well. That was her decision. She strengthened herself because she wanted to make use of this time. Jesus is on his way. He's moving away from her hometown. Before he leaves, she wanted to make use of the time. So she decided, I will take the initiative. I must do. There is no one to help me around. And with that decision, with that faith, he makes a bold move. He put her bold step to meet with Jesus. So whenever we have an opportunity in our life to meet Jesus, to be healed, to be blessed. This unknown woman in Galilee telling us, make the best use of your time. Don't postpone it for tomorrow because you don't know what going to happen tomorrow. This is the best time to be in a relationship with Jesus. So make best use of the time. That was the first message I heard from this unknown woman. The second thing she tells us, reach out to God with faith. Instead of waiting for Jesus to reach out to her, she herself reaching out to Jesus. That's what we're reading in this scripture portion. Verse 30 says, at once Jesus realized that the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? So this unknown woman, somehow she made to touch the cloth of Jesus. She reached out to Jesus. And Jesus is asking, who touched my clothes? And disciples were annoyed and they said, oh Jesus, you see the people crowd against you. People are crowding against you. Then you are asking, who touched me? But Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me. Because this touch was something unique. Her touch was something unique. Jesus says, the power has gone out from me. And Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. The beginning of this story, the woman was looking around to see someone who could heal her. Now, Jesus kept looking around to see her, the woman who grabbed the great blessing, who grabbed the great healing with faith. And this unknown woman in Galilee tells us, reach out to God with faith in your trouble, in your sickness, in your difficulties. Reach out to God with faith. Then you will be answered. Then you will be healed. You will be restored. Sometimes we need to reach out to God with faith to grab blessings from him. And the third message I heard from this unknown woman, the unknown for the world became the beloved for the God. The unknown for the world became beloved for God. We know, I already said she was a nameless woman. None of the gospel writers mentions her name. A nameless, unknown woman. She was an unknown woman in the sight of the world. She was not recognized, was not accepted, and often she was a symbol of curse and bad omen for others. A woman with bleeding. She was a curse in the society for others. Nobody wanted to be in touch with her. Nobody wanted to be in friendship with her. Nobody wanted to accept her in their home. She was unknown. And if she could not reach out to Jesus and healed on that day, certainly she will be killed. She will be stoned to death. Why? Because she is not supposed to come out of her home, unclean, impure woman. The moment she was completely healed, you know the way Jesus addressed her, Jesus called her daughter. Daughter, your faith has made you well. For this society, you may be a nameless, unknown woman, but for me, you are my beloved daughter. See, the unknown becomes the beloved. That's a miracle happens when we reach out to God with our faith. Even in our lives, sometimes we may think, I am not accepted, I am not recognized. I am not valued by others. I am left behind, forsaken. But the scripture portion gives assurance that we have a God who embraces with the warmth of his love. And you are his daughter. And you are his son. You are his child. The unknown for the world became beloved for God. So, again, make the best use of your time to reach out to God so that our life will be transformed, renewed, strengthened. And this woman went back her home dancing and rejoicing because of the unexpected blessing she received from Jesus. Even though her name was not recorded by the gospel writers, she is preached all around the world even today. Her story is read all around the world even today. Why? Because she was completely healed by her faith. She reached out to Jesus with her faith. Amen.